This is BBC Radio 4. Good morning. It's 5:20 on Wednesday, the 19th of June, and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, together with our studio manager, Charlotte Dojimska. Chris Fawkes will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute, and that's followed by a news briefing at 5:30. After prep for the day, we'll visit a new centre of excellence in glasshouse growing. That's in Farming Today at 5:45. But first, let's take a look ahead to Friday afternoon with Ros Atkins.
How can we become better at communicating?
The best way not to mess up is to listen.
For me, it's absolutely a shared endeavour.
I'm Ros Atkins, and in my new series, I'll be hearing the advice of a variety of outstanding communicators.
I'm always assessing what went right, what went wrong.
You want them to be relaxed.
With guests including Rob Brydon, Michael Johnson, and the food writer Sabrina Gayle.
I write recipes like I'm almost writing them for myself.
Communicating with Ros Atkins on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting this Friday at 2:45.
Now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Chris.
Thanks, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 19th of June, 2024. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Trafalgar 1,013, slow moving, with little change expected, 1,014 by midnight Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northwesterly 5 or 6, backing southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7 later. Rain later, moderate or good. North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 in South Utsira, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. North backing west or southwest later 3 to 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Northwesterly backing westerly or southwesterly later 3 to 5, but increasing 6 or 7 for a time in northeast Fisher. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, except in Thames. Fair, good. Biscay, Fitzroy. Northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally cyclonic 2 to 4 in South Biscay. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. North 3 to 5, occasionally variable 3 later. Fair, good. Irish Sea, Shannon. North 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest later, occasionally 5 later in Shannon. Fair, good. Southeast Rockall. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 5 to 7 for a time. Rain later, moderate or good. Northwest Rockall. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain later, moderate or good. Malin. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 5 to 7 for a time. Rain later, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 in Bailey. Decreasing southwest 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Fair Isle. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in north. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, decreasing northwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from the coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Northwest by north 2, 14 miles, 1022, now rising. Stornoway. Southwest 2, 13 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by north 3, 16 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Lucas, calm, 16 miles, 1,022, now rising. Bridlington, north by west 3, 1,020, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 5, 5 miles, 1,017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1,016. Jersey, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1,015, now rising. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north 5, 9 miles, 1,019, now rising. Valentia, northeast 2, 27 miles, 1,024, now rising. Rundlesway, north 2, 1,020, now falling. Mullin Head, northwest by north 3, 13 miles, 1,023, now rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A ridge of high pressure will continue to build from the Atlantic today across central and southern areas, bringing lighter winds and a good deal of fair weather. Low pressure in the far north will bring stronger winds and patchy rain to the north and northwest of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, backing southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7, veering westerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest or variable 2 or 3, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5. Mainly fair, rain later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or variable 2 or 3, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable for a time, then south or southwest later. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later in north. Mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time. Fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, becoming variable 2 or 3 in Bristol Channel. Fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch. Northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, then mainly southwest later. Fair, rain later in north, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable mainly northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in north, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, perhaps occasionally gale 8 later in north. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor for a time. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes' time, but for now, it's back to Alan.
Thank you, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 19th of June. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. President Putin is in North Korea for talks with Kim Jong-un as part of his highly anticipated visit to Pyongyang. The SNP will unveil its manifesto, with the focus expected to be on public services. In business, some analysts expect inflation to fall back to the 2% target for the first time in almost 3 years. And in sport, Scotland are hoping to keep their Euro 2024 hopes alive as they prepare to face Switzerland. Russia's President Putin is beginning the first full day of his visit to North Korea after landing in Pyongyang in the middle of the night. He was met at the airport by the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Talks between the two have just started. Our correspondent Shaima Khalil in Seoul says the two leaders need each other's support.
Each one knows that the other has something that they want. North Korea needs food, it needs fuel, it needs money. It also needs technology that Russia can offer, especially satellite technology after it failed to launch its spy satellite in May. Russia needs to replenish its depleting stockpile as the war in Ukraine goes on. And North Korea can supply that because North Korean weaponry is based on Soviet-era technology. Despite the denials by both Pyongyang and Moscow, we know from the United States and even here from South Korea that Russia has used North Korean weapons in Ukraine.
The Horizon Inquiry is due to hear from two former bosses of Fujitsu today, the company which built the flawed IT system used by the post office. They're Richard Christo, who was the chief executive and chairman from 2000 to 2010, and Duncan Tate, who held several positions at Fujitsu between 2011 and 2019. The SNP will publish its election manifesto this morning with an emphasis on investment in the NHS. The party's leader, John Swinney, is due to call for an additional £1 billion a year for the health service in Scotland. He's also expected to say there needs to be an end to what he'll call Westminster cuts. Speaking ahead of the launch, Mr. Swinney said his policies would make a difference to people's lives.
Our manifesto will set out a range of different policy propositions that will strengthen the public services of Scotland and will strengthen the economy of Scotland. And we want to make sure that the damage that's been done to our country, for example from Brexit, is reversed by this Westminster election.
Sinn Féin, as well as the Workers' Party of Great Britain, will set out their manifestos today too. President Biden has announced a new policy which will protect from deportation up to 500,000 undocumented people who are married to US citizens. The new scheme will be